Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. In 2015, groups met to see if there was a way to expand manufacturing in the former Printpak factory in Rhinelander. Over the months, a complex deal was worked out, enabling Oneida County to request $15 million from the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, with a local conduit then moving the money to Expera, who operates a papermaking facility in Rhinelander on Davenport Street. Tuesday, the Oneida County Board received an update from parties involved in the remodeling of the former Printpak facility on Kemp Street to make it into Expera coated products. John Harris is the engineering superintendent for Expera in Rhinelander. He says they've raised the roof on the plant to fit the taller equipment needed for the paper coating process. Harris says company officials traveled to Korea to test the machines that will be used to make the product, and now it's in transit here.
Overall on track. Once the coating line gets here, about 1 month of mechanical installation, 1 month of electrical installation, and then looking to start turning things over and do some testing in September.
Supervisor Scott Holowinski asked Harris about the new jobs created.
How many employees were going to be hired for this new project?
I believe the estimate is 20.
20. And when does that take place so people are aware of that, applications and that?
That'll really depend on the ramp-up schedule.
The process will enable a new type of lighter airplane. Company officials say they're working with Boeing and will expand capacity in the coated products. Last fall, Jeff Verdorn, Vice President of Operations and Rhinelander Mill Manager, said they would be doubling capacity locally. He said if they can ramp up two Boeing projects, they would have the new coater to capacity in 3 years. And Oneida County is making sure its name is in the mix when new state funding for faster internet is available. The Board of Supervisors approved sending a letter to state broadband funders, saying the county is working hard to get more service to rural areas. Dave Knoll from Oneida County Broadband Development Committee said current providers were not interested in expanding service 4 years ago. He says a local company, Northwoods Connect, was interested and uses fixed wireless delivery. The committee landed $180 and is moving forward with developing service.
The system, as I said, we've got 7 operational sites today. We've got 6 that are in process. And as I say, in process, I know of at least 3 of those are ready to go and they are signing up customers today. So just this last week, those were operational. That's the 2 in Three Lakes and the 1 in North Sugar Camp.
The signal goes out about 5 miles from the tower. Knoll says they can't reach all points, but they anticipated reaching 80 to 90% of the underserved county.
We've got 9,000 businesses and households within that current footprint that covers about 560 miles. Northwoods Connect has almost 250 clients running on it, 34 business subscribers. Many of these business subscribers are resorts that have multiple users, campgrounds, etc.
The county board approved sending a letter to state broadband funding providers saying the county will contribute money as a match and they would like to get funding to continue providing service. One of Wisconsin's plant invaders can give you a nasty burn, and it's in its prime right now. DNR Invasive Plant Coordinator Kelly Kearns talks about wild parsnip.
It will be in a rosette stage for anywhere from 1 to several years, and then the flowering year, it sends up a flowering stalk, usually in June at some point, and it has a series of large yellow umbrella-shaped flowers on the top. And this plant can burn your skin by, it has a chemical in it that actually interacts with your skin in the sunlight and actually can cause burns.
And go to the DNR website and put in the word invasives in the search box to find out more about wild parsnip. UW Extension also has information, and we have links at WXPR.org. And how should political boundaries be drawn? The Supreme Court will decide, Tim Morrissey reports.
Last November, a panel of federal district court judges and a U.S. Court of Appeals judge ruled that the Republican Party's redrawing of Wisconsin State Assembly boundaries was unconstitutional because of excessive partisan gerrymandering. Republicans have held that their methods were within the bounds of the Constitution. There have been cases heard in the past regarding the method in which political boundaries are drawn, but Jay Heck of Common Cause in Wisconsin says this time it's different.
In the past, it's been thrown out because it's been in violation of voting rights or civil rights laws, but gerrymandering has always been considered somewhat of a partisan exercise. But in this case, the U.S. Supreme Court may decide that this was too excessive.
Wisconsin Democrats have argued that the 2011 Republican maps were drawn with the express purpose of disenfranchising Democratic voters. Republicans disagree, and Republican legislative leaders have already hired two high-profile law firms to represent them before the Supreme Court. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Tonight's forecast, patchy fog late, otherwise clear with a low near 44. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Wednesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms late, cloudy, low near 58, rain chance 50% Wednesday night. Thursday, a slight chance of morning showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 75. Then Friday, chance of showers in the afternoon, sunny with a high near 71. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR with Colleen. I'm Ken Krall.